We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kind of where Topgolf is, like that area where the 88 corridor is. Like, I could see something popping up right over there.
Naperville has a lot of open land on the northwest corridor of 88 and 59. Like right there by the Topgolf and everything. So,
Texter makes a good point. Just put a Topgolf by current Soldier Field. Problem solved. Now it's a destination.
Just leave it there.
Yeah, just leave it there.
Surrounded with everything that is by that corridor near the Topgolf.
Right. Well, there's not enough space for everything, but you could maybe squeeze in a Topgolf.
Yeah. Well, now I think that we should all stay focused to make sure the stadium replaces a Topgolf wherever it goes.
I think that'd be great.
I don't care.
How? Okay. So
yeah.
I still think it's overwhelmingly likely that it's Arlington Heights, but because this is Cook County,
Fritz Keggy's doing what he's doing,
nothing can be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, fine. That's why Kevin Warren is the most visible president the football team's ever had.
He's got to be a man of integrity and go out there and win negotiations.
He's got to do his job here.
Yes.
So I assume that it'll end up in Arlington Heights, but we'll see. Is it at all possible? Like, is this worth Brandon Johnson's time, basically, to try to make the pitch to, for Lori's vision, basically, for the remodeled, domed, renovated Soldier Field?
I think that's a non-starter.
I do, too.
I think that's a non-starter.
And but are you saying for the Bears or politically? Because I would say both.
I think both.
Okay.
I think both. I think a smart mayor looks at that and says, I'm not going to bother with that.
Because they're not going to choose to keep playing on land that they don't own.
Correct.
I agree with you, but I wonder if the inner workings of Chicago politics will make it feel like if they ask for the meeting, you have to take it.
Yeah, well, no, you take the meeting, but you come to it with fresh eyes. You come to it with another spot. You come to it with another spot. And like one possibility is right down around 80th Street, like where the South works. It's called the South Works. It's where U.S. Steel used to have.
Down by that Topgolf?
is there? That's going to be my first question.
Shane, it's a good point.
Is there a Topgolf?
Is there a quarter nearby?
We're going to have to first build the Topgolf.
Is Arlington Heights close enough to the Topgolf in Schaumburg or the Topgolf in Wooddale?
I don't know.
Have we considered that?
I don't know.
It's a problem with the Arlington Heights bid.
But they had that big festival. They had the Dave Matthews Band Festival down there like a decade ago. I think the Crossroads Guitar Festival was down there when they did that.
I was at that festival. I-88 Corridor performed.
They were awesome. They were good.
And that band Top Golf with great guitar players. But yeah, it's a massive area. But anyway, that's just one option, right? I think if you're Brandon Johnson, to your point, hell yeah, you take the meeting. Get in good with Kevin Warren. Show that you're smart, that you're a good negotiator, that you understand the power of the Bears. Don't do what Lightfoot did with this like scared, defensive, weirdly aggressive and like end game thing that had no chance. Go in there and have a meeting and say, why don't we do this? You could stay in Chicago. We'll work it out where you own the project, you own the stuff, and let's do this. Why not? So yeah, I think he takes the meeting, but Soldier Field as an idea with that whole thing with our friend BK is dead.
I think that's probably dead. I think you obviously take the meeting if the Bears want to meet because they're going to be here for a while. So it'd be terrible business not to, but you should try to position yourself as one with reasonable expectations of, I didn't expect the Bears to stay at Soldier Field
right on
Park District land. But when the team that I'm a fan of, the team that unifies the city, calls for a meeting, I, of course, am going to take that meeting.
When the Chicago Bears kick off wherever they kick off And boy, wouldn't it be nice if it's still in Chicago? Let's try and do that. But wherever you kick off, let's have a great relationship, shall we?
Yeah.
You know, like when you take those meetings with executives, talk about how great the mayor is. When you host playoff games, let's work together on the shuttles to get from the city to the stadium, wherever it is. Yeah. All that kind of stuff that Lightfoot was bad at.
Well, see, and a texter says, if I'm Brandon Johnson, I don't touch this with a 10-foot pole. Right now, Lori is going to be remembered as the mayor that lost the Bears. I get it, but they're going to be here a while. Like, they're going to be here his entire first term. He can't not have a relationship with the Bears. It's just not feasible.
I think that's absolutely true.
You know what I mean? Like, there's charity involvements. They still play on Park District lands. Like,
yeah.
there's no way for the mayor of Chicago not to have a relationship right. with the Bears when they're going to be here for a minimum of 5 years.
And yeah, absolutely. And you still want that relationship in 6 or 7 years. And not that you're necessarily going to be the mayor, but do what's best for the city, too.
Yeah, maybe you will be, maybe you won't be.
Maybe you
sure.
will be, maybe you won't be. But, like, all right, the Bears are having a big charity event. Is it out at their stadium and hotel, or is there a chance that it's downtown and they're using Navy Pier's Grand Ballroom to woo people for their event? Like, you still want a relationship.
Texter says, sell Soldier Field to the Bears. I've heard this idea before. It is an interesting thought. There's obviously a lot of, like, old landmark stuff that you have to get around, but it's also the land, man. There's not enough land for parking and hotels and casinos and stores,
and
right?
There's no way in without the overwater gondolas.
Yeah, it's a development issue.
Or
it's not,
air gondolas.
Yeah, it's not just a stadium issue.
Texter with a great idea. It's now time to turn Soldier Field into a Top Golf. Man,
that's not a terrible idea.
The fun.
They've done that, haven't they? Basically, where you can go up top and, you know, use it as a driving range.
I've never done it, but I was talking to someone pretty recently who's golfed at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, there's a company that does that. They go around and they turn different stadiums. It's happened on the south side at Guaranteed Rate as well.
I would love to do that.
Hit golf balls into a stadium.
In
right?
Wrigley.
There's a Wrigley one coming up, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I keep seeing it advertised on Instagram.
Oh, well, I'd love some information on that. I'd love to do that. That'd be really, really fun.
I forget what the company is, but there is a
Upper Deck Golf.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay.
July 6th through the 9th
at Wrigley.
At Wrigley.
Huh? What's it cost?
I don't know, dude. You got a computer there?
You had it up in front of you.
There it is. Yep. Play from the upper deck inside iconic professional sports stadiums. That's what Upper Deck Golf does.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
No idea what that would cost, but I like it. That'd be fun. Hit a wedge around Wrigley Field.
Now, if we could do that in Soldier Field while the Bears are playing, then we're finally getting somewhere.
Absolutely.
All right. Have we covered this in a way that everybody feels good about? The joyless stuff also coupled with the joy of absurdity.
Of making fun of it?
Yes.
I'll serve that role.
It's a good role. A little jealous, frankly.
I think over the weekend, I noticed a genuine sign of progress for your beloved game.
Oh, I'm excited about
that. It's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.